Yep, it's a bad radio day. Wait, isn't that every day on this show? And now back to the Brandon, Anybody, and Dawn show.
You know that feeling when you go into a public restroom? Yes, this is going to be toilet talk because it is bad radio after all. When you sit down on that toilet and somebody's already been sitting in it, and it wasn't too long ago, so it's got that warmth in it
on that
seat. Just like that right now. I'm sitting on Rob's toilet seat right now. It feels so good.
But he always hooks me out. I don't care who it is. Unless it's somebody I know intimately, if I sit on a couch and it's warm, it hooks me out.
Does it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel that way with Kyle, because he and I share the same toilet.
Yes.
And so I know that Kyle has been sitting there for a bit because it's all nice and warm and toasty. It's like I have conflicting feelings. It's like, okay, this is nice, but also it's his butt.
Yeah, that hooks me out a little bit, but I can get over it quicker if there isn't a smell.
That's true.
Accompanied with the warmness.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I usually go in there, and I can tell you've been in there, because I'm like, it kind of smells like a little bit like Brandon in here. Oh, like you can tell what you've eaten the night before, usually.
And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, sometimes it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why butt heat oaks me out, because there's no direct skin contact.
Right.
But and on the flip side, I stayed at a really nice hotel once that had a commode with a heated seat on it. Mm-hmm. And I was in heaven. And I texted my wife. I texted her, forward my mail. I live here now.
Yeah. See, I just imagine Rob sitting in his Corvette, you know, driving to do his show prep for the Mixed Pick Sports Show. It's going to be happening at noon today on 104.7 FM and 890 AM and on the Rad Radio in Sacramento and on the Rad Radio Show app and radradio.com. It's a special draft day, so Rob and Steve are going to be talking about all draft for all 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yes, and I just imagine him sitting there going, oh, my God, they are doing toilet talk. This is all they do. Doing it for you, Rob. Kyle, did you have something to say?
No. Okay. I'm good.
It's like he's part Italian and he just moves
his hands. Hey, yo, there's an email coming through. I'm trying to catch it. So.
Yeah, see, just like an Italian family, we're all talking over each other, making great radio. We got this email to rad@radradio.com from Allison.
Hi, Allison.
She says, yay, bad radio. This is the most exciting part of this week. Not only is Brandon at the helm, but with producer Nick there. This show is going to be epic. Yes, epic is one way of putting it. let's play some Trouble for some... this first day back on the hosting gear. Oh, Foreigner tickets, that's right. Trouble. I'm out of practice, people. Come on. Trouble. All right, this is it. This is your last chance to be qualified for front row seats to see Foreigner at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. But you are going to win tickets. If you do win today's round of Trouble, you do still get the tickets to see the show. But at 9:15, we are going to be doing the drawing for your upgrade to front row seats. So for Trouble, we have caller 18. That is Sean. Good morning.
Yo.
Paul's caller 19. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And Jeff, your caller 20.
What's up?
All right. For Trouble, we're going to play you a 3-second song clip, and you got to identify that song just by those 3 seconds of the tune. Today, it's a rock song from 1984. Come on. You got to know the song. This is one of my favorite songs growing up. I actually learned how to play this song on the guitar when I was a kid.
Cool.
Again, it's a rock song from 1984. You should know this song if you want these tickets. Let's see. Sean, you better know the song. What is it?
Jukebox Hero.
How do you know?
We won,
man! Oh my gosh!
You win.
Leave it to me to step into the host seat and hang up on the winner.
Sean,
the phone lines are open. Nobody's calling right now. Open lines. And I know that you're still there because you were just on the phone with us. I'm so sorry, Sean. It was a complete and total accident. Go ahead and give us a call back, 888-989-9811. I really hope we get you back.
It was the phones, actually. Yeah. They shorted out. Brandon's just trying to blame himself.
That's it. Yeah, I totally could have done that, but I'm calling myself out, falling on the sword. Sean, we need to get your information so that we can get you into the drawing, and we got to get it soon. Yeah, because it's coming up here in 5 minutes. But Sean did guess it correctly. And Sean, you better be dialing us back so we can get your information. The song is by the band Foreigner, and the song is Jukebox Hero. I really hope they play this song. I mean, if they don't, there'll be a lot of disappointed people.
Chances are slim.
Yeah, but you know what would be worse, though, if they didn't play this song, is if they played it acoustic version, like right after the intermission.
Ugh. Or if they don't play it and go, here's a couple of tracks off our new album.
Yes. Oh,
God.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
And then going back to what you said, Brandon, is also awful when they decide to change up a hit at the show.
Hey,
what are you doing? We want to hear it how we've been hearing it, not, as you say, acoustic or whatever the hell you're going to do.
All right, everybody. We're going to play our biggest hit, but we're going to bring out Calvin Harris. He's going to do a little remix on the ones and twos. Calvin Harris, Don, is a EDM DJ.
Oh, yes. I thought it was at least something good.
No. Not, definitely not good. Good news. What is good? We have good news that Sean actually called us back.
Yay, Sean.
So we're getting his information, and we are going to put his name into the very fancy, shiny silver bucket that we will then draw his name. I think I'm going to have Dawn do the drawing.
Oh, no.
Because I like putting her under pressure.
No.
So that does it for the Foreigner tickets. So if you did win your if you did win a pair and you are in the drawing for the grand prize, we will contact you directly. You don't have to be listening. You don't have to call in or anything.
Oh, thank God. No forced listening. Good.
And so we'll contact you, and we'll let you know where your seat, when you will be able to get your seats and all that kind of stuff. But for next week, starting on Monday, we're going to be qualifying you for some very premium tickets at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento to see comedian Pete Davidson on Friday, May 10th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be good. I've enjoyed Pete Davidson's his own stand-up stuff. And
I started out not liking him, and I like him.
Yeah.
Like, when he was on Saturday Night Live, I was like hit or miss. Not that he was bad, but I don't know what it was. He rubbed me the wrong way or something, but... I think it was when he did the interview, and I can't remember if it was on Saturday Night Live or somewhere else, where he completely fell on the sword for how he had been and how he'd been behaving. And he also can joke about himself. Like, he wasn't taking himself so serious.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's cool.
The open honesty about his mental health and his dealing with addiction and everything, it was very endearing and really did
Absolutely.
Open up a lot of avenues for him as well. And he actually did a really good job in the movie King of...
Staten Island?
Staten.
Yeah, I was going to say Jersey, but
King of...
Isn't it Staten Island?
Yeah, such
something
a big,
like that.
That's where he's from.
King of Rhode Island?
No. Wow. King of something, but he is actually a son of a firefighter who lost his life on 9/11.
Yep.
So, and this movie is loosely based on his true life.
And just to confirm, it is King of Staten Island.
King of Staten Island. Yeah. Good job, Nick. Man, Hollywood. You're Hollywood.
Which would explain the mental health.
Oh my God.
Issues that he'd have to go through.
Could not imagine having to go through that.
But all went through, a lot of us went through that, not losing someone, just fellow Americans and watching that happen.
Right.
Oh.
And spoiler alert, there's a scene in the movie that Pete Davidson said is from his life. It's the opening scene of the movie where he's driving his car full speed and he closes his eyes and just drives. And he said he would do that because he couldn't decide whether or not to kill himself. So we figured he'd close his eyes, just drive his car full speed, and if he survived at the end of 30 seconds or a minute, that means God must want him to live.
Wow. I did not know that was actually from his real life. And honestly, I'm just glad that's at the beginning of the movie, because the rest of the movie, it's a heartwarming movie and it's good, but
that's
tough. But I'm sure that might be one of his bits at the Hard Rock show.
Waka waka.
So we're gonna give you chances to qualify to win a pair of premium tickets, really great seats. I mean, it's center stage, row 6.
Ooh.
So we're going to be giving away starting to qualify those tickets starting on Monday when we play our games at 7, 8, and 9 a.m. And after the break, we're going to be doing the drawing for the Foreigner tickets for the upfront seats. We got this email here from Ramiro.
Hey, Ramiro.
Morning, guys. Hey, really quick. Can you please turn off Dawn's mic and let Nick be himself for 1 hour since Brando can't or won't rail Dawn when she goes into her tangents? I'm not criticizing you, Brandon, just stating the facts. And when with that being said, this email won't be read because Dawn won't let you. No, that's actually not true because I read it without Dawn even knowing that letter was in. And Dawn doesn't go on tangents. I don't need to reel her in.
I don't even know what that meant.
Neither do I.
You think I'm keeping Nick from talking?
No.
No. I mean,
me three, man.
Whatever.
Unchained.
Honestly, fine. Yeah. Whatever. Trust me. Turn my mic off. I'm actually good with that.
No.
I honestly, those things don't bother me.
No.
If someone says I don't want to hear from you, I'm like, awesome. I get a break.
That's right?
But I just want to say, I don't decide who talks. We all put a hand up or a paddle up, and the person in the
invisible captain's chair.
They point and say, yes, sometimes I do go ahead and talk, and that's because I've been sitting here for 30 plus years and I've earned that, so that's all I'll say.
Yeah, so suck it. Yeah.
And by the way, even if you shut off Dawn's mic, you'd still hear her.
Beautiful. Love that.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.